You're listening to ABC Radio National. Keri Phillips here with the Europeans. Did you know that the Dutch are now the tallest people in the world? In the Netherlands, men now average 183 centimetres, or 6 feet 1, and women 170 centimetres, 5 feet 8. The tallest Dutch man is probably around 2 metres 10, or almost 7 feet tall. Over the course of a century, the Dutch have grown from about the European average to a nation of giants. The data used to track this growth are part of anthropometric history, the study and interpretation of changes in population stature. One of the pioneers of this kind of work is John Komlos, professor in economics and economic history at the University of Munich, who's looked at why the Dutch now stand out in a crowd.
Well, the Dutch are very good at social services, particularly at servicing expecting mothers. They provide free medical care and attention, and I believe that makes considerable difference. Of course, they also have a very good safety net for unemployment and so forth. So they went from about 165 centimeters in height around 1860 to about 183 centimeters today, which is close to a 17-centimeter increase.
What's been the effect of this socially? What effect has it had on the society?
Well, of course, the direction of causation probably goes in the other way. Height reflects the high living standard of the society. It reflects the relatively high income. It reflects the fact that income is relatively evenly distributed, so that the West European welfare state has been able to provide a relatively high biological standard of living.
When you look at the range of height in the Netherlands, is it pretty much the same kind of even spread that you see in other societies as well, from the tallest to the shortest?
Yes, that's sort of interesting, that the variance in height is pretty much a constant across various societies. So it wouldn't be very different in the United States, for example, than it is in Holland.
Now, you've made a study of height statistics. What sparked your interest in this area?
I've been working on this topic for 20 years, believe it or not, and I initially became interested in the topic because I was interested in the history of living standards. And because income and gross national product figures are so difficult to get in historical time, height, I thought, would be a good proxy for that variable. And we can obtain heights going back to the early 18th century in France, for example. And there are obviously no income figures going back so far.
Are height statistics available across societies that long ago? Or is it just particular sections of the society?
Generally speaking, it's particular sections of the society that one can look at. But one can look at very different sections so that one can have a relatively complete picture. You can look at military records, for example. One can look at convict records. One can look at British indentured servants transported to Australia, for example. Very different segments of different societies. But you can also look at passport applicants, for example. In the 19th century U.S., these data are available. And if you do that, you also get the upper end of the spectrum. So one has a spectrum of the society. One doesn't have a random sample as one can obtain nowadays. So it is a very challenging task to get a complete picture of what is going on in a society.
Although they'll presumably reveal the standard of living, the health care available at the time to various groups within society in the historical periods you've looked at.
Exactly.
Are there any other elements of history or any other trends that they can illuminate?
Yes, for example, living standards of people that you would otherwise not be able to consider in any other way, such as aristocrats I already mentioned, females who were not part of the labor force so they would not be earning a wage, self-sufficient peasants, slaves. You do get a very interesting composition of perspectives. Another interesting discovery made in this research program is economic change generally brings about some stress on the human organism, so that with industrialization, heights declined in the early 19th century. And in fact, the poor of London. We have some data on the so-called Oliver Twists of London in the early 19th century. They were so short that there are practically no European populations today that would be as short as they were. So that there are some hidden costs to industrialization, which we had not considered earlier.
And why is that? Do you understand why that is?
Yes, because prices of nutrients increased disproportionately.
As people moved into the factories and the
exactly.
cities.
Exactly. And as people moved into urban areas, there were more diseases that they were subjected to. So that the urban environment also made a considerable difference.
How much data do you need to make this sort of analysis useful? I imagine you need very substantial numbers and over a considerable
time. Immense. That's why it has taken me 20 years. You know, one has to obtain archival data most of the time. And, of course, these data have to be first copied into a computer file and then analyzed. And one does need several thousand observations per decade or per quarter century to be able to obtain a reasonable picture. For example, I've collected 30,000 observations from the French archives in order to estimate the height of the French population.
What did you learn as a result of your analysis of those statistics?
Well, these data are very interesting because they go back to the 17th century and they show how short the Frenchmen were in the 17th century. It's just about amazing.
How short were they?
162 centimeters on average, which shows what a difficult century that was to eke out a living.
Are there any particularly interesting discoveries you've made as a result of your analysis of these kinds of data?
We have learned, for example, that there were cycles in height. Before, we thought that height just increased over the last 100 or 200 years. But in fact, we've discovered cycles which were related to climatic conditions, were related to agricultural productivity, as well as population growth and prices of nutrients and such factors. We didn't know about these cycles previously.
We started off talking about the Dutch and how tall they are. Is it likely that they could grow still taller?
Well, actually in the 1990s, heights have not increased very much in Europe, so that there's a leveling off effect, and the probability is that there will not be much of an increase above 185 centimeters in Europe. Mind you, that certainly gives the Americans, for example, another 7 centimeters to grow, so that certain societies will certainly grow, but I think that the Dutch have probably reached their upper bound.
Right, so there is a limit to how tall people can grow.
I think there's a genetic upper bound that some of the West European societies have reached.
How does the league table shake out behind the Dutch? Which is the next tallest group of people?
I think Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, and then the Germans.
And you can pretty much correlate this with standard of living, can you, all the way through?
Standard of living broadly conceived, so that it is important to know that income alone is not the most important factor. It is also the social services and social safety net that one has in these societies. If it were income alone, then the United States would have a taller population than Western Europe, you see.
Yes, that's right. To make sure that you have a tall average, everyone's got to be healthy, well-fed, and well-looked after.
Exactly. In the United States, there are a lot of people who are without health insurance, for example. In spite of the fact that Americans spend about 14% of their gross national product on health care, which is about twice the Scandinavian average.
Who are the shortest people in Europe?
I think the shortest people are found in the Mediterranean area, southern Italy, for example, southern Spain, and so forth. But if you look at northern Italy, you would be surprised that they're practically as tall as the average American.
And this again reflects the standard of living?
Yes.
John Komlos from the University of Munich, wrapping up the Europeans for this Sunday afternoon. I hope you can join the Europeans team, Gary Bryson, John Diamond and me, Kerry Phillips, again next week. Do stay with us here on Radio National, though. We'll have the news for you in a moment, and then Hindsight. Bye for now.